Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The news that is official, old friend Justin Fuente got a brand new job. We talked to him when he got the TCU radio gig about a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And he's added another one, joining the college football playoff as a senior advisor for football. So this is what they say. We're excited to have Justin joining the CFP. He's well-respected among his peers in college football, has an impressive knowledge of the game, and understands the perspective of coaches and players. He will be a great fit for our team. In this newly created role, Fuente will be responsible for providing guidance on designated operational matters that enhance the overall quality of the CFP, including consulting with the FBS conference offices, NCAA, NCAA National Coordinator of Football Officiating, and the CFP's Chief Medical Officer. He will also work with the CFP staff on the implementation of playoff policies and best practices related to game operations, officiating, technology, and other policy considerations. So sounds like, I mean, it's a pretty important role here. I mean, he's going to have direct oversight over, you know, everything. Seems like there's really no limit to what he's going to be doing here with the college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean, the work, you know, I'm not going to try to pull some out. I have no idea what he's doing. They said they wanted a coach's view as a part, right, of, you know, a coaching viewpoint. So you figure you get some no-nonsense. Hey, this is how we do it in football. That's what you want out of him. But yep, with all those responsibilities, diagnostics, sound like he's doing tune-ups. I have no idea what the actual job is. In the end, is he just advising and saying, here's who I think are the best teams?
Right.
Because that's what we need, right?
No doubt.
What else do you need in terms of this process and finding the 12 and whatever we expand it to best teams? I'm curious in terms of what the actual role is going to be and what was missing, what was needed that he's bringing to the table. You tell me, hey, a coach's viewpoint, this team's better than this team, and I'm the coach that says so, okay, that makes some sense. But the stuff that you were reading off, it sounds very complicated.
Well, I think it's just a good thing for the playoff in general that, I mean, they're getting a guy that is on the younger side that has worked in multiple – you know, he's worked at the highest, Virginia Tech, and he's worked at the lowest, which was really Memphis when he took the job.
Right.
And what he turned it into. I like that a lot. Again, how much influence he'll have, I have no idea. But I think it's always good to have somebody in that room. Maybe he won't even be in the room, I don't know. But just to have the ear of somebody who's in that room,
right,
that has represented the group of five,
those,
right,
sides. That is, I like that. You know, I could see that.
It can't hurt a place like Memphis.
But this year, pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Boise State and the Mountain West are weak. Winner of the AAC is... I like what he's been on all levels and can speak to both sides.
Yeah.
But again, my only priority is getting the 12 best teams, and you figured you, yep, can do that with who's in the room. But I'm happy for Fuente. You add another gig. And for a guy that does, he's as straight shooter as they come. I think that's the way Jeff described him this morning. I agree 100% every time he comes on with us. He cuts right to the heart of the matter.
Yep.
You know, not a lot of BS with Justin Fuente. And having that as part of your panel, good.
Yep.
Good. I think from a football sense.
Yeah, so just while we're on the subject, I just looked at the odds here for the AAC. South Florida is the favorite, obviously, at plus 190. They have made a huge jump. They were like fifth or sixth before the season started. They're now all the way up to the favorite, passing Tulane. Plus 190, Tulane second, plus 240, Navy third, plus 450, and Memphis would be fourth at 6-1.
So Memphis is still essentially, right, in the same spot it was before the season. It's right. South Florida where the movement's been. Tulane exactly. would have been at the top. The jump is what is noteworthy.
Exactly. So I think that's, you know, we'll continue to sort of evaluate this as the season goes, but it just, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work to be in the AAC playoff game, or excuse me, the championship game, you know. And again, you do get South Florida and Tulane here. I mean, I think that is such a significant detail. You know, you don't have to play there. And you're you know, I don't know if you'll be favored now against South Florida. Probably, depending on what happens this weekend, you may not be. But, you know, you still kind of have to find a way to come away 1-1 in those games.
My fear is that you know, the American won't get the credit for South Florida's wins, so that, say you have an undefeated team that's played no one. Oh, Liberty did that a couple of years ago. Are they 2-0? It might be the similar situation for them again this year.
Yep.
Where, do you see where I'm going with this? Where does the committee
They did lose Jacksonville State.
Good. Well, for them, they're fine. But that you got the James Madisons out there. We had all these other, but you got to go through the CUSAs, the Sun Belts. But the I don't know who it is right now, but my point would be the same as it was for them 2 years ago. What if you have an undefeated, you know, forget the Mountain West. Boise State's already lost. There isn't much in there that's got much of a non-conference resume. What if they decide we're going to take another undefeated because it's so shiny?
Uh-huh.
And again, because, hey, Memphis has suffered a loss to Arkansas. What is a two-loss team in the American? You know, that is that still good enough? Will it have to include a South Florida win in that to put you over the top of an undefeated team from a lower conference is my question. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a hell of a, it is.
I'd have to find those candidates right now because, like you said, Liberty's already lost one. I'm assuming James Madison, one of those schools that was up there in terms of those others, but I can't remember off the top of my head. And who was at the end now, knowing it after 2 weeks? Hell, we're always looking up. We ain't looking down.
Yeah, but, like, you know, I mean, UNLV plays Boise. So, like, that's got to get figured out, right? So even if they're going to play a weak schedule. But they,
I'm counting. I've crossed the Mountain West off what South Florida did to them. But I could be wrong in doing so, but I don't know that UNLV or Air Force has anything non-conference-wise. And obviously they would have to beat Boise, have to win the conference. Yep. I mean, you have to still be the Group of Five champion. You can't just be, oh, I'm a South Florida team that finished second in the AAC, lost the championship game. We got all these great wins. You're not in.
Right.
You got to be the champ. I saw a column in USA Today seemed a little confused on that.
Yeah, like New Mexico State and CUSA's 2-0. You're just talking about those teams that don't play anybody that might end up being, you know, they're 2-0.
No, smaller. Just talking about the CUSA's.
Yeah. Sun Belt.
Sun Belts. That's what I'm worried about. Are you going to make the same mistake you made with Liberty where they absolutely got crushed, you know, by going for that 12-0 and they've played absolutely no one?
Texas State.
Is that?
I mean, they're 2-0.
Those are who I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
If the American eats itself.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.